When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hello.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I've been enjoying the nice long summer days that we've been having, and I've just been thinking about, you know, lighting in general and all the aspects that we use it. First off, of course, is the sun, an excellent source of light and all types of things. Seems like nothing can really go wrong with having a sun. We wouldn't really have a planet that we would be residing on if we didn't have the sun.
Yeah, the sun is going to eventually encompass our entire Earth and explode. So
yeah, as it expands out into a red giant with a diameter out to the orbit of Mars, it's going to be a little hot and toasty here on the Earth.
I mean, in like how many millions of years, though?
Like two.
You know what? Even if it was one, I still wouldn't be around at that point.
Yeah,
maybe it's billion.
You know,
is it 2 billion?
It's a while, but I mean, I just still think like the eventual death of the universe is a decent thing that could go wrong with the sun.
But it's a real long game there.
Oh yeah, okay. Death of the universe is way after the fiery immolation death of the Earth by the sun getting bigger.
Yes. And I mean, until then, we always have skin cancer, so.
Ooh, yeah. It's everywhere.
I feel like that's more of people not taking care of themselves more than anything else. Like, it's been around. I just feel like maybe people didn't interact so poorly with the sun or use artificial lighting.
Well, I mean, you know, we've got that whole thinning ozone layer and the not taking care of our planet and it, you know, deciding to get back at us, as it should.
It is a good gotcha.
Yeah. But, yeah, the sun's a dangerous thing. Also, it's bright, and I don't like it.
Spoken like a woman after my own heart.
Alright, so when you're taking care within the sun, how about when the lights have gone down and the sun's gone to sleep and we have to use flashlights? Those are a very handy device.
And they're so scary.
The flashlights?
Flashlights make everything scarier. There's something about when you have a flashlight, like your bedroom. This room that you find to be safe and the place where you feel comfortable enough to actually fall asleep at night and don't have to worry about anything hurting you. The minute the power goes out and you turn on a flashlight, that like sanctuary of safety and love and comfort turns into like the scariest thing. Is so scary. Shadows everywhere. There's probably monsters. Flashlights make things scary.
Also, when you turn on a flashlight, you can only see whatever is in the path of that beam, but all of the dark, foreboding monsters and murderers and bad people and tax agents and whoever is in that dark looking for you, they can see you because they can see exactly where that flashlight is being held.
Exactly.
I think you two have seen too many ghost stories, or seen too many of them told to you.
When I was taking gun lessons, the totally not overreacting gun instructor said there's two things that fly towards the light. Bugs and bullets.
That is terrifying. Okay, thanks for bringing it up, but moths also really do like flashlights, and I just really don't want to think about moths, so.
But wouldn't they go to any type of light source that you have at night?
Right, but like when you have the flashlight next, like that's like right next to you. Whereas like a lamp might be at least across the room.
It's a proximity thing.
What if you're carrying the lamp?
Brings it right to you. I wouldn't do that, Jeff.
How many lamps do you carry, Jeff? Like on a typical day?
On a typical day? Like if I'm going out in the night, at least one.
I
like
just,
to be able to see.
Like
I
a
try
lamp.
Yeah.
Like with a cord and a stand. and a bulb.
No, like a handheld lamp, like a propane lamp.
Oh, like a lantern.
Or like an LED, yeah, like a lantern.
Oh, propane? Well, there's carbon monoxide poisoning for you right there.
Yeah, those really aren't very safe
LED,
either.
Toxic materials in production.
I don't think there's that many that you're getting near you, though. They're contained.
Oh, so just because there's pollution somewhere not near you, that doesn't mean it's a problem, Jeff? Typical NIMBYism.
Speeding up the heat death of the universe.
I'm not sure batteries and LEDs are going to be the cause of that, but...
Nope, cows.
Oh, it's not my fault the planet's a horrible, horrible, corrupted wasteland. It's somebody else's fault. Okay, Jeff, keep talking.
Primarily the cows.
That is how I feel, mostly.
Oh, it must be
nice to
meet Jeff.
Emergency lights. Can't find anything wrong with those. They're just there to help you.
What if one go? Okay, so like the ones that are actually on the stairs, If one doesn't light up, you might not see that stair exists and your foot misses it and just like catches the edge and then you fall down the stairs and like crack your spine or like a tooth. Like, oh man, and a cracked tooth hurts.
Wait, which one's worse, the tooth or the spine?
I don't know. I haven't had a cracked spine, so I can't really say how bad that hurts, but cracked teeth don't feel good.
Is that like when you're cracking corn, you could crack a tooth?
Yeah.
Jimmy does it. I don't know how it really works. I just know the song.
Well, when Chrissy cracks teeth, I don't care.
But I do care.
That's not very nice, Jeremiah.
I'm sorry.
That's really mean. I would care if you cracked your tooth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So really, we just are concerned if the emergency lights don't activate when they should.
Listen, my emergency lights at work, they have the emergency strobes that are slow but super bright. Like, the reflectors are off the charts bright. And I have been in a room when they've gone off unexpectedly and been looking in that direction and have had, like, white spots in my vision from these emergency lights that flash. That's dangerous if you're trying to get out of the building.
Those lights are really bright. We used, like, back in the day when I lived in a bed and breakfast, when I was growing up, we had to have them in our stairwells as well. Like, it was a code thing. And so we had those big flashy emergency lights, and they were not, they hurt the eyes. Not super helpful when it's super dark and you're trying to get downstairs to safety.
But they really let you know where those stairs were.
Yeah, and if you could see the stairs, that would be helpful. But you can't, because you have light blindness.
Light blindness. It's a problem. So wall sconces. Wall sconces are excellent little light sources.
I don't know how many times I have stood up into the bottom of a wall sconce and hit my head on that and just left a mark.
I can tell you how many times I've done that, and it is zero.
Oh, I've done it a lot, but I frequently run my head into things. My head is probably my most injured portion of my body.
It does feel like you almost have, like, a magnet in your head that attracts it to sharp, metallic things.
It's a gift, and no, it's just a curse. There's no gift about it.
But you don't seem to mind too much, since I don't see you walking around smashing down wall sconces.
Well, I don't go out of my way to engage with a wall sconce, but if one of them's going to start shit, then I'm going to finish it.
Also, I mean, you know, there's the whole plausible deniability thing, and, like, he probably wears a mask and a cape.
When he's off fighting the wall sconces of the world?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that all wall sconces are bad, either. It would be wrong for me to go out and judge all of the world's wall sconces because a few of them have treated me poorly. That's inappropriate.
So you do it on a one-by-one basis?
Yeah.
Seems fair.
Alright. So I imagine you have to be pretty light on your feet at that point. Nothing wrong with that.
Like, dancing?
Nimble?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the term light on your feet.
I don't know that anyone's ever called me light on my feet.
Dancing?
This is a little unexpected.
I'm pretty clumsy. And so, yeah, I'm a little unfamiliar with this. I could imagine if you were super light on your feet, someone might think you were, like, call you graceful, in which case they might...
So it's only a good thing is what I'm hearing.
Like, wrangle you into some sort of dancing competition show.
Wow. That sounds awful. I wonder what it would be like to be nimble. Have you considered stolid?
Jerby nimble, sturdy. Jerby quick.
I'm not... Oh, would I have to jump over candlesticks? Is that part of the nimble
repertoire? It's you, proving how nimble you are.
Yeah, like, I think it comes with the nimble territory.
That is more like Jack be careless, Jack be a dick, Jack jump over a candlestick. That's... Why would you encourage that kind of behavior? Especially
Jack
in a nursery
rhyme.
Jack
knock over the candlestick, Jack light family home on fire.
Jack end up living in the auditorium for a couple of weeks while they collect donations to get them a new mobile home.
Yeah. Check, man.
Well, you're also assuming this is a really tall candle. Like, it might be just a couple inches high here.
Yeah, but you can trip... It's like drowning in 2 inches of bathwater. It doesn't matter how high the candle is. If it falls over, shit's gonna burn.
Have I mentioned how clumsy I am? Real clumsy.
Well, if you just, you know, blow it out, you'll be okay.
And also, if you're nimble and you think you're nimble, you're probably not as nimble as you think you are.
Because we're not talking drunk nimble here.
No, I'm thinking
actual nimble.
Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah, generally when people have to say they are something, it's to, you know, try to convince everyone and themselves that they are actually a thing that they aren't.
Like, well, we do have to go back to where I said you are said that you are light on your feet. You don't say you're light on your feet. It's an attribute that's been given to you because of what you are.
But what if you claim that for yourself? Are you usurping the power of other people to bestow you lightness?
Yes.
Oh, that's also a jerk move.
I would suggest not doing that. Then okay. Yes, you might be very well overconfident in your abilities.
So we're right, I think is what I just heard.
That's what
in,
I heard.
In the action in which you call yourself light on your feet, yes.
Okay, great.
I mean, you can't see me right now, but I'm totally buffing my fingernails on my shirt.
Yeah, I mean, if we're both right, then I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Right, Jeff?
I think the two of you are correct in that assumption.
Yes!
Why don't you give our audience your
right
fond farewells?
Oh, good night, guys. Be really careful. Do not go towards the light.
And if you do go towards the light... Make sure that you've got a firm accounting of everything good and bad that you've done throughout your lifetime so you can be arbitrarily judged on which of it was too bad or which of it was good enough so you don't spend your eternity somewhere you don't want to.
And also please to pay the ferryman.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
And any other religious belief that you hold dear. Remember, you can submit questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Thanks for listening. Good night.